Well, we're going to return to the Mass later on after communion. We're going to take this time to catch up on some other events going on. And of course, there are memorial services of all faiths and all kinds, even those without particular religious faiths, going on all over the country, not just in New York, not just at St. Patrick's Cathedral. This happens to be a significant one, but there are memorials going on all over the country. We are going to catch up on some of the news that's been taking place. So joining me now with an update on the search for the suspects and on the next steps at the White House are NPR's Mike Schuster and Pam Fessler. First, we go to Mike. Mike, you're on the line. Let me ask you, where does the investigation stand at this point?
Well, it's moving along. There are 4,000 special agents involved in this, and the FBI is very hard at work. Clearly, there have been two arrests made, but they're not suspects as far as we know yet. They were both on material witness warrants, and both men are being questioned in New York. The first man was arrested. Who was arrested was detained at Kennedy Airport because he was carrying a false pilot's license. The second the arrest was made yesterday in Jersey City. And the AP is reporting that an FBI special agent in New Jersey says the person turned himself in after a search of his apartment in Jersey City. 25 others are said to be in custody, detained in the sweep of the past few days, mostly on immigration violations, and there's some interesting characters among them as well.
Mike, what about these reports that the FBI was looking for two of the hijackers before Tuesday's attacks?
Well, the FBI has confirmed to me that the Bureau was looking for Khalid al-Midar and Nawaf al-Hamzi for a couple of weeks prior to the hijackings. These were two of the hijackers who seized the plane out of Dulles and crashed into the Pentagon.
NPR's Pam Fessler is also there. She'll join us in just a moment. We're talking to NPR's Mike Schuster right now. Any more specific evidence, Mike, that's emerged today linking the hijackers to Osama bin Laden?
Well, as I said, the FBI was alerted to the presence of these two in the United States as a result of intelligence investigations into the Kohl bombing, and Khalid al-Midar was seen on a videotape with the person who eventually became a suspect in the bombing of the USS Cole, which occurred in Yemen last November. It became known that these two had entered the United States sometime earlier this year. The FBI was informed and started looking for them. They entered the United States, according to the FBI, in Los Angeles. They were carrying Saudi Arabian passports. They may have lived in San Diego for a while, but they eventually ended up among the five who seized the plane at Dulles Airport and crashed into the Pentagon.
NPR's Mike Schuster catching us up on the latest details in the investigation. We're also joined by Pam Fessler. And Pam, President Bush spent most of the weekend at Camp David, but he did go to church this morning like a lot of Americans did.
That's right, Lisa. Not only did he go to church, but he also walked his dog and he jogged. And I think this is part of the sort of the dual message that the administration is trying to get across to the American public. They want people to go back to work, to return to their lives, almost, quite frankly, in defiance of the terrorists. The president said on his arrival back here at the White House, he came back about 3 hours ago, he said, you know, our nation was horrified, but it's not going to be terrorized. He says, we're a nation that can't be cowed by evildoers. So he asked that Americans go back to work tomorrow and almost to show the terrorists that the United States is not going to succumb to these acts. But he also at the same time said that Americans should be careful that there's still risks involved. We know that the terrorists and Osama bin Laden and his followers, that many are still at large around not only possibly the country but also the world, and he said that Americans should be on alert.
Now, he was also asked about Osama bin Laden and his denial of responsibility.
That's right, and the president said there is no doubt, he has no question that Osama bin Laden is the prime suspect. And this is, in fact, the first time I believe that he's used the word the prime suspect.
Now, we also heard from Vice President Cheney today.
That's right. Vice President Cheney also talked about the fact that the United States was going to take very concrete action against not only the terrorists, presumably the Osama bin Laden organization, but also those countries that harbored him and have sponsored him. He singled out Afghanistan as one of the prime potential targets. The other thing that actually the vice president noted for the first time is very interesting. He for the first time confirmed that on Tuesday the U.S. military, that the president had actually authorized the U.S. military, if necessary, this was after the attacks at both the Pentagon and the World Trade Center, to shoot down any other commercial airliners if necessary, if it appeared that they were in fact going to undertake the same kind of attack.
Okay, thank you, NPR's Pam Fessler. We're going to be speaking to David Welna in just a moment, but for right now, we're going to return to St. Patrick's Cathedral, the special mass that's being celebrated in honor of the victims of Tuesday's attack. This is from St. Patrick's Cathedral in New York City.